Peyton, how impressed are you with these Broncos cornerbacks? It's rare to find two guys, you know, Pro Bowl type cornerbacks together on the same team.
Well, certainly we've played against Champ for a number of years, and he always just presents a great challenge. You know, I'm trying to be accurate and trying to be on time, and he's got great just cover so much ground. And you know, Bly's a guy that we played against when he was in St. Louis and in Detroit. You know, same thing. Just both of them have great ball skills. You know, you see them catching the ball well, getting their hands on the ball, so be a real challenge in the passing game.
Does having both of them together, adding Bly to Bailey, change the dynamic of their defense at all?
Well, I think certainly anytime you have two excellent cover corners, it gives you more freedom, and you can certainly play more man-to-man and put those guys on an island more because they have such good cover abilities. So, I'd say it certainly is an advantage to have two good cover corners.
Jay Cutler is going into his ninth NFL game. Have you had a chance to watch him much, and what are your observations on him?
Yeah, I really haven't. Haven't had any common film yet, especially this early in the season. Obviously this week we've just been focused on Denver's defense, which is new. You know, they have a new defensive scheme, so it's plenty to study. So haven't had a chance to see their offense.
Hey, and have you thought about just the success that you've had against this Denver team? I mean, there's success against teams, but your last several games, you've almost had a perfect quarterback rating. Is that, what do you attribute that to? I mean, just good days for you, bad days by them? What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, I mean, every time we played, Denver in the regular season, it's always come at a real pivotal time. It's always been a key game, in such a competitive AFC. You know, anytime you play an AFC team, you're trying to do whatever you got to do to get that win, and try to stay ahead of the pack. You know, because it's hard to guarantee a playoff spot as a wild card in the AFC because your record, has to be so good. So you're trying to win every game that you can. So we've just had really good execution the past couple times we played them, but it's been strictly on a year-to-year basis. It's had nothing to do, with the year before. Just the past couple times we've played them, we've just kind of gotten hot at the right times just been able to click, pretty well in the passing game. But, nothing, no real explanation, just the fact that execution's been good.
Do you have to change your signals with Brandon Stokely here?
Certainly, have to take that into account, and we've actually had to deal with that the past number of weeks playing. Seems like this is our fourth week in a row playing against a former, co-player. We had, Jason David, who was a corner, who saw our receivers and saw our routes every day in practice. Nick Harper played for the Titans. Von Hutchins is a safety for Houston, and of course now Brandon. So you certainly have to take that into account and change some things and try to mix things up.
What differences do you see in Denver's defense with a new scheme this year, with a new coordinator?
You just kind of study each game as it is, but they're very very athletic. They cover a lot of ground. Still kind of comes down to the players. I think the players allow you to execute your scheme, but the linebackers are arguably three of the fastest linebackers in the league. Gold and Webster and Williams cover a lot of ground, and like I said, the fact that Bailey and Bly just allow you to just give you more freedom to mix up the defenses and play man-to-man type coverages. So just that their players just allow them to get to the ball real quickly.
How have you been? You said that you didn't really watch Cutler, so I'm guessing you haven't really studied him. But everybody here has been really impressed with how Brandon Stokely's come back from that injury. Are you surprised that he's recaptured what seems to be his old form? I mean, he leads the team in yards per catch.
Yeah, no, not at all. Obviously, I'm very happy for him, but I'm not surprised at all. I know how hard of a worker he is, and just how he takes a challenge. And I was very disappointed that we weren't able to bring him back here. I certainly wish he was still playing with us. I mean, he's been a long time friend of mine. Going back to when he was in college there in Louisiana, I've known him for a long time. But we really had a great time here, you know, roommates during training camp, and you know, good friends, golfing buddies, you know. So I really miss him as a being around. Of course, miss him as a teammate, but no surprise whatsoever that he's come back from this injury and is playing at a high level. And certainly our defense knows what kind of challenge they have, because they always had, you know, a tough time stopping him in practice when he was here. So it'll be tough for them to try to contain him on the field Sunday.
When I talked to him a couple of days ago, he said, you know, he tried to kind of follow Marvin's lead or Reggie's lead and couldn't really do what they do in terms of route running. But can you just talk about his route running? What makes him such a good route runner, in your opinion?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously we kind of featured him in the slot, and in the slot, you got to have a certain kind of guy to play that position. First off, you got to have a guy that's fearless, you know, going over the middle. You're talking about the slot, you're talking about middle linebackers, you're talking about safeties, you're talking about some of their biggest hitters. And so, for one thing, he has no fear, and, going across the middle, make any catch, has a really good understanding of defenses, you know, understanding zone coverage, man-to-man coverage, and finding the opening, you know, hole or seam in there. And he's just, he's fast. He's what he, I mean, he is extremely fast, and I think sometimes some guys might call him sneaky fast. You know, they don't really see him as being that kind of guy, but I can show you a number of plays here where he's just flat running right by everybody on the defense, and I think that just gives so many options with him in the slot. And of course, with Marvin and Reggie, you know, they were drawing double teams on the outside, and with Stokely, I was able to take advantage of good mismatches there in the slot. But he really, you know, opened up our offense when he got here and allowed us to do just a number of different things.
Peyton, last year was such a dream season. How do you go about putting that behind you and try to duplicate it?
Well, I think the thing that we've always done a pretty good job of around here is putting the previous season behind us. Obviously it's been some difficult playoff losses, but we have sort of addressed it and tried to learn from it and moved on from it. You know, and it never really had to had that hangover season where we were still talking about, you know, what happened last year. And so this year, I think it's been very much the same approach that last year was. Was special, like you said, but it is over with, and we have new players. Truly kind of have a different team, and we're still trying to kind of form our identity with this team. You know, some of our young players, we have new starters. You know, we lost a lot of great players and teammates from last year's team, like Brandon Stokely and some of the other guys that I was mentioning earlier. So I think that's what you have to do. You have to move on and try to. You know, make something happen in this 2007 season, and truly by taking it, you know, a week-to-week basis. And, you know, so far we've done a good job of that, but have a tough challenge this week in Denver.
Does your approach change much if John Lynch can't play?
Well, I don't know. Is he going to play or not? What's the deal? Is that any scoop for me?
We don't know yet.
Okay. John's a guy that, I certainly feel like I don't know if anybody has a replacement for the experience that John brings, you know, to a defense. I mean, you know, so anytime you play against John, I mean, there's nothing really that he hasn't seen before, you know, as far as different types of formations and calls. And, you know, I think he's just that veteran leader on the defensive side of the ball. So, but you still have, you know, 10 other guys to factor in, and you know, it still comes down to trying to execute, trying to protect the ball, trying to, you know, punch the ball into the end zone when you have a chance. But there's no question that John's. I've always sensed John's veteran leadership on that defense, and that's been real critical to their defense.
Peyton, you go up to the line and look at the defense and call the plays, and it looks no one else really does that. How long did it take you to get comfortable having such command of the offense where you're in charge of not only the huddle but calling the plays?
Well, it takes time. I think it takes experience and just familiarity with defenses. And obviously, my coordinator and I, it's our 10th year together, so that part has helped. You know, the trust factor has helped. And I think each year you just feel a little bit more comfortable and you learn a little bit more. We've kind of expanded. you know, things we've done each year, but I think having the same coordinator, Tom Moore, the entire 10 years has certainly been a big factor in that.
What does Tom tell you in the earpiece? That does he just give you a set of plays to choose from, or?
Oh, it's different things. I mean, you know, Tom and I spend a lot of time during the week together talking, and you know, really try to be on the same page with each other. And I think you know, most times when he's calling the play in, that I have a pretty, I don't have to hear the whole thing because I know kind of what he's about to say. And I think most of the times, you know, when I audible or maybe call my own play, I think he has a pretty good idea of what it's going to be because of what we talked about during the week. So we're pretty good about being on the same page.
Do you think that helps you if the headset goes out? A lot of teams struggle. The Broncos took 2 timeouts last week when their headset went out.
Well, yeah, it's funny. I remember my first you know, obviously the colleges don't have the headset, so I remember my rookie year, my first game, first preseason game, I played out in Seattle, and you know, they told me, they said, "Look, you know, these headsets aren't foolproof. If they go out, just you know, just have a run ready and have a pass ready, you know, always just in case they go out, you know." And so, and this is like, this is kind of like during training camp. They told me that, and it was the second play of my career in the preseason, you know, up in Seattle, the headphones went out. And yeah, I didn't think it was going to happen quite that fast, but just called a little draw play to Marshall Faulk, got about 3 yards, and headsets came back on the next play. So I think, yeah, I think there's something to just kind of having a pass ready and having a run ready and, you know, not having to burn that time out.
Jay Cutler said the other day that sometimes on the road he'll hear concessionaires or things like that in his headset. What, you ever hear any weird stuff in the headset?
No, really hadn't. You know, we always test them, you know, pretty good beforehand. And you know, there's certainly times when, you know, the crowd noise, it gets loud, or you know, it's trouble hearing. But I never really heard anything, you know, too much besides Tom's voice.
A lot of talk this year about Brett Favre as a quarterback. What do you admire about a guy like him?
Well, Brett's durability certainly is the first thing that's so impressive, making that many starts in a row. Answering the bell, you know, being there for his teammates every Sunday, I think that really stands out. And his ability to throw the ball, you know, his arm is, you know, looks like it's just as strong this year as it was back in, you know, whatever, 92, 93 when he got to Green Bay. So those are the first couple of things that kind of jump out to me.
And what's your impressions of Elvis Dumervil?
Well, he's a good pass rusher on the outside, and, you know, I know our tackles will have a challenge, you know, handling their rushers on the outside with Engelberger and Rice and Dumervil. So it's, you know, receivers, you know, need to be on time and, you know, try to get the ball out of our hands pretty quick.
Have you noticed your buddy Todd Helton is playing big games in the last week of the season?
Yeah, I talked to him, yeah. I mean, it's funny, I talked to him. I caught him after he hit the home run. I think it's the walk-off home run against L.A. Congratulated him, and then I talked to him the other night. They were just landing in San Diego for that great series that they swept him. But he told me, you know, I've been trying to get him to come to a game. He's always come to the game in Denver when we play, but I'm trying to get him to come to a game in the fall. And but I called the other guy. I told him I don't want him to be able to come to a game until, you know, at least November or December. I hope they're playing in the postseason, so I'm hoping they can catch up in this wild card race and get in the postseason. I'm real happy for him. I know he's had a great year. I know how, you know, I'm pulling for him to get into the postseason.
Does he get any advice from you about playoffs? Playing in the playoffs?
Oh, no. Hey, Todd's, I mean, it's a different sport there, and Todd, he's a great competitor, and you know, he's been real loyal to that team, and that city's made it his home, and like I said, I hope their team gets a chance to get into the postseason this year.